I did in fact get it up and running, and sometime afterwards I wrote a story for the magazine about my experiences. When I finished writing, I questioned myself as to why I wasn't writing more stories in my life. After all, I had always written. As a freckle-faced little girl, I wrote to pen friends all over the world. This was in the days when people still wrote letters by hand that went into envelopes and mailboxes. Writing didn't stop at adulthood either. Handwritten letters to friends continued, as did years of journals. And I was now a songwriter, so I was still writing as such, just with a guitar as well as a pen in my hands. But the enjoyment I experienced in writing the story about the jail, which I did at the kitchen table with an old-fashioned pen and paper, reignited my love of writing. So I sent thanks to Cess, and soon after, I decided to start writing a blog. The events that followed changed my life's directions in the very best of ways. Inspiration and Chai began in a snug little cottage in the Blue Mountains of Australia, naturally enough, over a cup of chai tea. One of the first articles I wrote was about the regrets of dying people whom I had cared for. The role of a carer had been my most recent occupation before the jail job, so it was still fresh in my life. Over the following months, the article gained momentum in ways that only the internet can explain. I began receiving emails from people I didn't know, connecting with me on the article and then on other articles I'd written since. Almost a year later, I was living in a different little cottage, this one in a farming district. One Monday morning, as I sat at the table on the veranda to write, I decided to check the stats on my website, as one does from time to time. A puzzled but amused look crossed my face. The next day, I returned for another look, and the next. Sure enough, something big was happening. The article, also called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, had found its wings. Emails began pouring in from all over the world, including requests from other writers to quote the article on their blogs and for it to be translated into numerous languages. People read it on trains in Sweden, at bus stations in America, in offices in India, over breakfast in Ireland, and on it went. Not everyone actually agreed with the article, but it prompted enough discussion to continue its ride around the world. As I said to the few who didn't agree, if I did reply, don't shoot the messenger. I was simply sharing what dying people had shared with me. At least 95% of the feedback that came in from that article, though, was beautiful. It also reinforced just how much we all have in common, despite cultural differences. All the while this was happening, I was living in the cottage, enjoying the bliss of the birds and other wildlife that the creek out the front drew in. I sat at the table on my veranda each day and kept working, saying yes to opportunities that began presenting themselves. In the months that followed, over 1 million people read The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Within a year, that number had more than trebled. It was due to the enormous amount of people who connected to this theme, and at the requests of many people who contacted me afterwards, that I decided to elaborate on the subject. It had always been my intention to write a full-length book one day, as many other people also wished to do. As it turned out, it was only through telling my own story here that I could fully articulate the lessons that were given to me while caring for dying people. The book I had wanted to write was ready to be written. It is now this book. As you will read from my story, I've never been one to follow any traditional ways in life, if such a thing truly exists. I live as I am guided and write this book simply as a woman who has a story to share. Also, I am Australian, and as much as I have written as universally as possible, Australian spelling and language is used. Almost all of the names in the book have been altered to protect the privacy of the families and friends. My first yoga teacher, my boss at the prenatal centre, the caravan park owner, my mentor with the jail system, and any songwriters mentioned are all original names, however. The chronological order has been shifted slightly too, in order to share common themes between clients. My thanks go to all who have assisted my journey in so many different ways. For support and/or positive influence professionally, special thanks go to Marie Burrows, Elizabeth Cham, Valda Lowe, Rob Conway, Risa Ryan, Barbara Gilder, Dad, Pablo Acosta, Bruce Reed, Joan Dennis, Siegfried Kunz, Jill Maher, Guy K.